Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Look, buddy, you know, you have more rings than I do, but I've experienced a couple things that you will never experience. You know, the feeling of being the number one overall draft pick in the NFL, and a 28th wedding anniversary. It was yesterday.
I actually heard very positive reviews of the Brady roast. I did not partake.
I was going to say that sounds like you didn't watch it.
No, but I heard social media. I mean, I don't know how much you want to trust it, but it seemed like favorable reviews.
I saw the same. I feel better now, knowing that like I'm not the only person that didn't watch it. Yeah. I just had no desire. I don't like roasts really, anyways. Like I'm like, they're fine, and then I don't like Brady, so I'm like, I don't really care. And then, like seeing all like the old Patriots like show up, I'm like, I'm good. I don't need to hear Rob Gronkowski botch a joke. I'm good.
My biggest problem with everything as it pertains to Brady is that I don't know that I've ever said it exactly this way. I'm afraid I'm gonna like him.
Yep. I'm really worried. Like he's gonna.
I'm gonna like him
because I can't have that. I can't. It's not that he was the boogeyman in my life and my like childhood. Like the Bills kind of did their own part in that, and he was
sure.
Just successful.
Yeah.
I've gotten over that, but I don't need to have like this like second phase of my life where it's like actually Tom Brady really underrated. I don't need that. I do not need that.
That's very well said right there. Yes, that's exactly how I feel. Like I don't want to like you. If objectively you don't make me mad, that's gonna be a struggle for me. I want you. You are here to make me mad. That's our relationship, Tom.
And you've done great at it so far.
I mean, you have killed it.
Don't change what you're good at.
Don't change. I like us like this. Me despising your existence. It's good. It fuels me. I enjoy it. I'm worried. I'm gonna not. Did you? Now I did see he. Oh, who did I read? The guy from Curb, Jeff Ross, maybe. I'm trying to think of the right name. Somebody made a joke about Robert Kraft's massage.
That went poorly.
Parlor thing.
That went poorly.
And Brady, it seemed like genuinely was like dude out of bounds or something. Like he so.
Yeah. I thought we were gonna have another Will Smith moment. I was excited. Like,
yeah,
when I saw
right.
that, I was like. Because I wasn't keeping up on it, so I just saw it come up on Twitter, and I'm like, yes, and then it didn't really go anywhere. I'm like, all right, fine.
I hope I didn't mangle the name of who that was, but I just know I read that. Anyway, well, I have not seen any clips of it either. Is that Netflix being proprietary with it or something, maybe?
Yeah, usually, yeah.
Probably.
I was going to say, everything I've seen on Twitter is kind of like secondhand footage.
Pirated,
like on your phone.
Somebody's phone, that kind of thing. All right. Anyway, Tom Brady, they had a roast, great. All right. I really think he's going to be good at the games, and it's going to make me crazy. I really do. I don't need to get like way off on a tangent on that right now. I got other things I want to do here, but that is – I've said it a few times to Mike. I think he's going to be good at it, and that is not going to be good for me, I think is what's going to end up happening. 803-0550 is the number if you'd like to get in on the conversation. Well, what is the conversation? Well, today so far we have spent about an hour on the Bandits – and their thrilling come-from-behind fourth-quarter comeback to eliminate Toronto from the NLL semis, and Buffalo moves on to play in the finals. We got to wait until May 17th, Friday, May 17th, game one in Albany, game two the following night in Buffalo. If they need a game three, it's back in Albany the following Friday. Just so you know, that's your schedule. We've got to wait for everything. The Amerks don't play the deciding game in their series with, is it Syracuse,
yes,
until Friday?
Yes.
Wow.
It's hurry up and wait. It's tough, a lot of hurry
tough,
up and
tough
wait.
Tough times. Tough times. Anyway, speaking of comebacks, that was a nice job by the Amerks, to say the least, coming from three goals down in the third period to win that game and stave off elimination. So they get a winner-take-all game five, again, Friday, coming up in Syracuse. We'll talk with Paul about some of that. No, the game's in Rochester, excuse me. It's a home game for the Amerks. I didn't mean to botch that, because I saw tickets flying out the door for that. So that's awesome to hear and see. Anyway, we'll touch on that with Paul in a couple of hours. So Bandits, we've been talking about. I wanted to open the door. It's not something that we have frequently done. That's not anyone's fault but ours, mine. And I've been ruminating on this for a few weeks. I had a Saturday before the playoffs started. I stopped downtown, one of my favorite joints, Swanee House in the First Ward, on a Saturday afternoon. I was on my way back from something out in the South Towns, and it was like 5:30. It was like pre-game central, which was awesome to see and awesome to kind of like just be on the periphery of watching that. It's been so long since we've had like those kind of vibes. I mean, I know people still go to the hockey games, and of course the Bills are, have been a contending team here, but to downtown, like right now, what you get with the Bandits is everything we want the Sabres to be. I mean, right? And that's what I was thinking about when I was sitting in the Swanee that day, watching everybody, it's families and it's friends and it's, people showing up to meet other people and we're going to a game and it's a big deal and everyone seems to know everyone. And like, that is what you want your sports scene to be. I do anyway. I mean, of course I want the games to be good. I want the games to be entertaining. I want to see talent and skill and determination and, whatever else is toughness. I want all that. But I want that connection with the fans. Like, that has always been my favorite thing about the Sabres, and it's why this 13-year playoff drought has been so hard on, I think, so many people, whether you are aware of it or not. Like, the vibe, the connection, the feeling of, like, everyone is into this. It's such a good thing. It's such a healthy thing for a community and for fans to have. And there's something about it being in the city core itself. Like, hockey and lacrosse only provide that. I mean, football has been in the suburbs, and I know that's the kingpin, and there's nothing we're doing about it. We're building a new stadium out in the suburbs. I just love when I see downtown bustling like that. And, man, the Bandits have got so much to appreciate, so much to enjoy. Like, the players, there's been stability with the roster. I talked to Dave Buchanan to lead today's show off. He's been working on their broadcast now for many years and longtime employee here at WGR, was even a producer on this show lifetime ago. So I had a nice visit with Dave. He followed up, texted me, like, key guys on the team have chosen to get locked up long-term. They have relationships here in town. They're living here year round. They're running lacrosse clinics. They're invested, and that is such a positive thing too, I think, because it's hard for us, I think, to connect with the players on the teams. They just live in such a different world. I mean, the financial realities of their lifestyle, not to mention the training and the regimen and the playing and the practicing and all the physical activity that's involved there and the amount of discipline it takes to actually play any pro sport at that high a level. You love when it feels closer. It feels like there's some commonality there. You've got something that ties you to it more than just the hat tricks or the great saves. And boy, Dave filling me in on that about some of the key names, the big names on this team, that the commitment that they've shown back to the area and the roots they're putting down and just the duration of time that they've been here. I mean, John Tavares is the coach of this team. I mean, he's like the face of North American lacrosse, one of them anyway. And of course, toiled here for many years and won championships with the Bandits. He's their coach. It's so awesome. There's so much to love and be invested in with it. I know it sounds like, hey, where you been? I know. I've been right here watching it and never really taking the step that I took today, which was to, well, I guess for lack of a better way to put it, acknowledge it. Like, I see it, I feel it, and it's awesome. So I hope you folks are all having a good time with it. If you want to talk about anything at all Bandit related, I know that's very vague. I don't have a hot take for you about how they're playing Dane Smith too much. All right. I mean, I'm not going to be that guy. All right. But I am here for vibes. I am here for what it means to you. Like, what's your favorite part of the whole thing? Right? Is it your kids getting into it with you, or the connection? I had a guy earlier talking about going with his wife, and they didn't really know much about it when they started, and now they love it. Anything in that vein, man, I am 100% here for that. 803-0550 is the number if you'd like to call. We'll get into more football as we go, and certainly some hockey. We've got a couple of hockey guests, in fact, coming up in about 20 minutes. Adam Kimmelman from NHL.com. He's the managing editor of that site, or deputy managing editor of that site. Also is heavy into the draft, and the lottery's coming up tomorrow, so we'll buzz some of that and, of course, talk about these playoff series that are now into round two. The entirety of round two is now ready to start. Boston and Florida will play tonight. We had the Rangers and Carolina play game one, followed by game seven, Dallas and Vegas. Holy cow, what a slugfest that was. And Dallas moves on. They'll play Colorado. Anyway, we'll get into all that and more as we continue. Adam Kimmelman coming up, as I said, at 5. Paul Hamilton will join the show at 6. But lines are open now. You want to get in? Love to have you. 803-0550 is the number. Mike Shope is off today along with Zach Jones. I am the Bulldog, and thanks for listening to WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.